Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyway, today's Monday, October the 28th. Of 2024, day 302 of the year, and only 64 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, so how was your weekend? How was everything that was going on inside of the world of the multiverse for you? Because I'm always curious on how things are going, moving, grooving, and so on. Because, hey, why would we not want to talk about some of that stuff? It's always important to see how your lifetime is going, because why would we not care? Of course we would care. We'd want to talk about all of those things because they're always super important to do. That is for sure. So let me tell you about our show real quick. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the way of the layout of the gig. That's just kind of how it goes. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Yeah, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. No, seriously, it will get you moving and grooving in regards to what we have going on. So call in radio, video, audio, text messaging are the options once you get there. I will tell you, some people will always turn around and go, but you are on the social media platforms. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you acknowledging that we're there. But listen, it's not kind of where we hang. Where we hang is callinradio.com. And I will tell you, if you do anything on the social media aspect, I don't take a look at it until almost the end of the show, or at the end of the show. Some people get not too excited about it, but it's just kind of the ordeal of what happens. So I like to keep it as real as possible as going, okay, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's the only way that I can put it, that's for sure. So with that being said, thank you for coming back, or thank you for being the first time listener. I mean, I never know what's going on. We are available on safetyfm.com. We're available on radiobig.fm. We're also available on the Radio Big app. We're also available on the Safety FM app. We're on a podcatcher. If you have one of those fancy podcatchers, you could be listening to us live. Yeah, because that's what happens. The podcatcher that we use now actually does it in real form. So there you go. We're also on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, you name it, we're there. We're also even a version of an Alexa skill. Yeah, don't know how that happened, but that happened. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? No, seriously, we should talk about what the hell's trending. Why wouldn't we do that? Huh? We don't want to do that now? Jeez.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, it kind of goes in this particular fashion. Elon Musk makes a bold prediction, and Delta drops a long-awaited lawsuit. So there you go. Also, more bad news for Diddy, and Snoop Dogg jumps on a party bus. So there you go. SAG-AFTRA continues discussion with video game companies. We'll talk about some details about that in casting calls. Also, Kim Kardashian, I don't know why this made the sequence, reacts to the Menendez brothers news. I guess that's important to her. And also, the Royal Observer suggests that the end is near for the House of Sussex. Yes, the House of Sussex. The end is near. Sounds like a song. Hold on, let's see if we can try it. Let's see.
The end is near. Dun, 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 dun.
Or the end is near.
So, I don't know. One or the other. So that's how it goes. So that's the layout of the land. That is what we do. That is how we hang out here. So a lot of stuff going on over the next couple hours. Really the next 3 hours. But hour number one is the only one that we call the Rated R Safety Show. So you don't have to get too concerned about that. So we'll do that during hour numero uno. The rest of the time, it's go, 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 go. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can get that moving and grooving right now for you. So let's go ahead and bring our people in from Feature Story News and let them tell you exactly what the hell's going on inside of that world. So let's go there.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kamala Harris's campaign says language used at a Donald Trump rally in New York was divisive and demeaning. Donald Trump has distanced himself from comments made at the event in Madison Square Garden, in which a comedian described Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Kamala Harris campaigned in the swing state of Pennsylvania as the race for the White House enters its final stages. Donald Trump focused on inflation and immigration.
I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home. Our country will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before.
Georgia's prime minister is rejecting claims of vote rigging and violence after the ruling party claimed an election victory. Results from Georgia's election commission give the Georgian Dream Party an outright majority, despite exit polls suggesting opposition parties had won. Japan's been plunged into political uncertainty after the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner lost its majority in a general election. After the vote that was called by the country's new prime minister, Shigeru Ishiba, they'll now have to rely on the support of another party to form a government. Rebecca Bunden reports from Tokyo.
The decision to call a snap election was a political gamble that did not pay off for Shigeru Ishiba, who became Japan's prime minister just a few weeks ago. The LDP had enjoyed a majority in parliament for more than a decade, but in this election, it lost not only its majority as a single party, it also failed to reach the 233-seat target with its coalition partner, the Kometo Party. Issues including inflation and a political fundraising scandal are factors that have impacted the LDP's popularity. The parties now have 30 days to seek support from other parties and form a coalition.
Delhi's air quality has dipped to what officials call very poor levels, with pollutants rising to 10 times the permissible limit. Despite a ban on firecrackers in the national capital, concerns remain about the situation worsening ahead of the Hindu festival of Diwali, when burning crackers is considered auspicious. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
The issue of firecracker has also become a sort of a political one. There's a massive section of the population that argues that a ban on firecrackers is essentially an insult to the millions of Hindus in this country who consider firecrackers to be an important part of their celebration of this Hindu festival of Diwali, while there are others who say that there are obvious demerits to using firecrackers.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at a decision by India and China to bury the hatchet over a border dispute that has lasted since the 1960s. They have agreed to deconfliction along the so-called line of control that separates the two countries in the mountains of the Himalayas. They have engaged in a military standoff in that icy, inhospitable terrain for decades. But analyst Bob McMahon of America's Council on Foreign Relations says the agreement could be the beginning of the standoff's end.
It's the first time in more than 5 years that they had formal talks. They've had informal talks, but these were formal talks they had on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. And details are still to come, and those are going to be really important to watch. But this line of actual control, which is more than 2,100 miles, they are now saying they will jointly patrol contested areas. These were what you would call confidence-building measures because both sides have been building things like roads, seen as the run-up to seizing more territory or bringing in more military materiel and so forth to be able to beef up their presence and create facts on the ground for what they claim to be their place. It's still a long road ahead for them to get into any sort of process where they can actually mark out an agreed-upon border. But it's still in all really important.
The deal was announced at the BRICS summit last week in the Russian city of Kazan, and it was partly brokered by Russian President Vladimir Putin after several rounds of talks over many weeks.
To recap the top stories, Kamala Harris's campaign says language used at a Donald Trump rally in New York was divisive and demeaning. Georgia's prime minister is rejecting allegations of vote rigging and violence after the ruling party claimed election victory. Japan's been plunged into uncertainty after the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner lost its majority in the general election, and Delhi's air quality dipped to what officials call very poor levels. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Yep, that's where you go. RadioBig.fm is one option. Safety.fm is another option. And of course, safety.fm. Safety.fm and then safetyfm.com. There's so many of them, I can't even keep up sometimes. So there you go. Anyway, so let's start talking because, you know, you're here to find out what the hell's going on inside of the world. So let's do some of that stuff because I think that that's going to be an important aspect as we are talking. So let's do this real quick. There are only 8 days left before the election, and there is a state of the race. Let me tell you what's going on. Kamala Harris supporters in Houston were disappointed on Friday night when Beyonce spoke at the rally but never performed. Multiple news outlets had reported that Texas native would indeed sing, and that didn't happen. So some people were disappointed. I mean, did you really? I don't know. I guess I'm kind of confused on that. Would you really expect some musical performance? I mean, I guess if you had like a dance-a-thon a few days ago, what didn't they listen to music at one of the Trump rallies? Maybe that was what was being expected to occur next. I mean, I never know. I look at these things and I go, that's kind of funny in regards to what the expectations are from time to time in that particular regards. But who knows, man? I look at it from the standpoint and go, there's all kinds of craziness. Not sometimes, but all the time is the way that I kind of feel about it. But that's a general opinion of mine. But who knows? So anyways, with that being said, let's talk about this. You may recall the DNC organizers leaked that Beyonce would be surprised performing as a guest at the convention earlier this year to prop up viewership to Harris's keynote address. But she never showed up. So there you go. After Saturday's rally in Michigan, Harris and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer sat down for a bite, which felt very familiar. And at a competing rally over the weekend, Donald Trump received an endorsement of Muslim community leaders. On Sunday, he held a massive rally in New York, Madison Square Garden, just so you know. And then just in case you missed this, Trump and Joe Rogan recorded a 3-hour podcast on Friday afternoon, and that was released hours later. Topics included Trump's ear scar, the first assassination attempt, whale psychiatry, yeah, you heard me correctly there, his tax and tariff plan in the second administration, and on YouTube alone, that has already surpassed about 30 million views on Sunday. I mean, some people are going as far just because of people watching Joe Rogan, that is a sign of what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm just telling you what's going on. So there you go. What else? The Washington Post announced on Friday that it would not publish an endorsed candidate this year at the direction of owner Jeff Bezos. A daughter of the owner of the LA Times said that the paper withheld endorsement this year because Harris isn't progressive enough on the war in Gaza. In a statement in the New York Times, Nika Soon Xiang says that the endorsement was an opportunity to give justification to the widespread targeting of journalists and ongoing war on children as related to the war in Gaza. She also falsely accused Israel of genocide and paid for by the United States. Let's see. Axios reports that Harris Camp has ignored Joe Biden's team to book him on the campaign trail with her. He's instead doing Pittsburgh campaign events this entire week on his own, which reportedly took the Harris team by surprise. In a story not getting nearly enough attention, Chinese hackers gained access to phones used by Trump and J.D. Vance. So far, the info on what has, if any information has been taken, is, you know, I know. So there you go. That's the news stories that are going on with what's going on with the election. I mean, I know it's going to get worse as we start talking because there's going to be more and more and more and more election rhetoric because that's just what occurs during this time. So don't take it personal as we are talking because some people hate this and some people love it. And we're going to have to do both because that's what just happens. So there you go. Don't worry. We will take care of you. We will make sure that everything is copacetic as we are going. Okay, so Elon Musk said over the weekend that he expects SpaceX to begin sending massive Starship rockets to Mars in 2 years when the transit window providing the most efficient distance reopens. Musk says the initial launches will not happen with a human crew, but the first wave does not increment the crater count in Mars. Human crews will follow 26 months later, sometime in 2028 or 2029. Suggesting that humanity will step on foot on the red planet before the end of the decade. This is according to Elon Musk. So if we go based on timeline, on normally when he says shit, so let's see. If he's saying 24 months, we're going to take some Cybertruck analogies here. We're going to take some Tesla Roadster analogies here. So the Roadster still has not been released, and I'm talking about the second version of the damn thing. And the Cybertruck was released 5 years later. So if he's saying 2 years and that other stuff he was saying within a year, let's say, let's do some math for opportunity's sake here. We're in October 28th of 2024 currently. So if he's saying 2 years, let's just shoot for let's go ahead and shoot for 29 for the first aspect. 29. We'll say 29. 2029. So mark that down. Mark that down. Go ahead and put a little beep beep right there on there, and that way we have that going forward. So there you go. Meanwhile, at Boeing, following the streak of recent bad incidents for Boeing, including the disastrous Starliner crew capsule that has left two astronauts stranded for months on the ISS for the unexplained explosion of a satellite in orbit, the aviation company is looking to sell off its entire space business. Worth noting, before SpaceX's recent string of success, including development of the reusable rocket technology, Boeing was a primary contractor for NASA, but moved slowly into inefficiency while gorging on government contracts, but not delivering the milestones at the same pace. So there you go. It was just, I mean, I don't know. Who knows how technology is going to work? I mean, we have some assumptions on the things that are going to happen, but we never know if it's going to work or not. It's just kind of the way that it goes. You know that, and I know that, so I don't. It's just kind of a weird one. So take a listen to this. I don't think this is going to be shocking news. The long-anticipated lawsuit from Delta Airlines against IT company CrowdStrike dropped on Friday. The suit follows a massive July outage that crippled the airline internal systems for days. Delta seeks to recoup about $500 million in claims and lost plus punitive damages and legal costs. It also accuses CrowdStrike to failing to properly test the update before making it live. Previously, CrowdStrike said that its liability is limited to less than $10 million as it laid out the service contract on ABC News. So, there you go. We kind of, when this whole information came out, we talked about it back then. We said, hey, listen to this because this is not going to stand. I mean, if you have a contract, it's going to be really, really hard to sue more than what the contract's worth. You know that, right? I mean, this is kind of how it goes. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. An employee at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden had his thumb amputated on Friday by a monkey partially who bit it off. The worker was feeding and giving medicine to the primate when they chomped through the protective mesh barrier that he was wearing. Reps say that the zoo says the incident happened behind the scenes and no visitor witnessed the fiasco. The monkey exhibit reopened on Saturday. This is according to NBC News. So there you go. I mean, that's an interesting one for sure. Okay, take a listen to some other stuff that I got. In an effort to make their tiny town appear more populous, residents in Japan have stitched together their own population of puppets. Yeah, puppets. Some of the life-size hand-stitched dolls are propped up on swings, while others push firewood carts and ride bikes or scooters around town. There is even more positioned outside the homes and windows greeting people with their eerie-looking smiles. Fewer than 60 people in Ichodo, which most people past retirement age, fewer than 60 people live there. As younger generations were urged to move elsewhere for education and jobs, the youngest resident, an only child, is a 2-year-old boy who was the first in town's birth in 2 decades when he arrived. This is according to The Guardian. So what is he going to do to go to school? Maybe that's the other question to talk about. Seriously, like, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I kind of chuckle. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, not much of anything, if anything. So there you go. Let's talk about the weekend box office because some people care about that stuff. Number 10 was Transformers 1 with $720,000. Piece by Piece, $721,000 at number 9. At number 8, Anora, $867,000. Beetlejuice, $3.2 million at number 7. Terrifier 3, $4.7 million. At number 5, We Live in Time, $4.8 million. Conclave was at number 4 with $6.5 million. The Wild Robot, $6.5 million as well at the number 3 spot. So there must have been just variation slightly there. Also, Smile Part 2, $9.4 million. And at new number 1 at the box office was Venom Last Dance. But I got news here. It's $51 million. But. Yeah, and it's a big but. Lowest start for any of the 3 movies so far in the franchise. I just don't know what they were going to do here. And didn't one of like the main characters not come back, which was like his love interest? Now I can't remember her name. Isn't it Michelle something? We'll figure that out at some point. But yeah. So I don't know. Some things to talk about for sure. Okay, so take a listen to this because some people are going to want to know this. This is what we're going to talk about. The numbers. Why would we not talk about the numbers? The Dow lost about 259 points to close at 42,114 on Friday. The S&P was mostly flat with $5,808. And the NASDAQ gained about 103 points to close at 18,518. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel on Friday. And Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Sunday. Bitcoin was trading just around $67,700 on Sunday evening. And there was more than 2,700 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 50 such cancellations. Tuesday's Mega Million drawing will be for $250 million jackpot or $117 million cash payout. Or tonight's Powerball drawing, if you're ready for this, will be for $28 million jackpot or a $13.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is time to do so. So there he goes. What else do we got? Okay, Judge Aaron rejected Sean Combs' attorney's request to prevent the government officials from leaking information to the media as he remains behind bars. In his ruling, the New York-based judge insisted the federal agents, investigators, and Combs' team must follow the laws forbidding them from leaking grand jury proceedings that can interfere with the fair trial. The court will take appropriate actions for any violations of the rule, according to what the judge had to say. The ruling comes after Combs' attorney accused the feds of leaking security footage of him abusing ex-girlfriend Cassie in an effort to mortally wound the reputation and prospects of Cohn successfully defending himself against these allegations. This is according to USA Today. So think about this for a second. Because how did they come to this conclusion that they were trying to mortally wound his reputation? And who leaked it? I mean, do we know the government leaked it? I mean, I know there's going to always be questions about stuff like that. But how do we know this? I mean, that's what I'm asking. I want to know more. I do. I really do. I want to have a better understanding of what exactly is going on. Why would you not want that? So there you go. Some other news real quick. Zachary Ty Bryan was arrested on Friday for DUI and driving without a license in Oklahoma. Officers approached the home improvement star while he was allegedly asleep in the back of his vehicle. After a brief conversation, they left, only to pull him over soon after he decided to drive off. During the traffic stop, Bryan told officers that he had too much to drink the night before and was running from California because he hates that place. After failing several sobriety tests, he was arrested. For the record, in 2020, Bryan was charged with two counts of menacing, two counts of assault in a fourth degree, coercion, felony, strangulation, harassment, interfering with making reports after an altercation with his then girlfriend. Earlier this year, he was arrested for suspected DUI in California, one of many such arrests that have occurred. So, I mean, that gets interesting right away as we are talking. Yeah. So I don't know. So there you go. Some other news real quick. Matthew Perry's Los Angeles mansion has been purchased by movie producer, Arizona-based real estate developer Anita Firma Lalian for $8.5 million. The four-bedroom, mid-century modern property will be used as a vacation home, according to insiders. Perry, who was found dead in the hot tub of the home, purchased the abode back in 2020. That's kind of a weird one. That's for sure a weird one. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time. Oh. Apparently, my computer hates me again today because that's what it does from time to time. Does not like me doing effects of the sound of the effects.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so I don't even know where to start. There's been a lot of things going on over the weekend. And I know that we have recently had this conversation. And I just want to factor in some of the importance that it is when we converse and talk about things that are going on inside of the workplace and talk about the things that are going on inside of people's homes life and talk about the things that, you know, that just happen in life in general. So I don't know if I can say today is mostly going to be about safety in regards to our main story, but I've had two conversations over the weekend. And oddly enough, well, I didn't really mean to do the balloon thing here, but oddly enough, they were two conversations that were talking about people losing loved ones. And the interesting part is that you never know when it's going to happen. You might have some ideas and you might think that you know, and this could be occurring soon. But sometimes some of the simplest things in life can take place and you have no clue on the effect they're going to have in the long run. So I've been talking over the weekend with a couple of different people, and have a friend that his mom's been battling Alzheimer's and dementia for a few years now. And of course, you know, they've had the conversation recently that it seems like she doesn't have much longer. So it's definitely difficult for the person. Understandably so, because nobody is ever prepared for anything along those lines. Then I have a family member that recently contacted me over the weekend, like I said, and told me that they had someone in their immediate family go to the hospital because of a headache. And all of a sudden it turned into being a brain aneurysm that they have lost all brain activity with. And it's kind of a weird thing because you go and you're expecting certain things to happen in a certain fashion. So, like, I can sit here and go, oh, my parents are older, so you kind of start thinking about this and planning and all this other stuff. But when you start dealing with some of these things that you have no idea how they're going to turn out on younger people, and when I say younger people, I'm not talking about 20s and 30s and all that stuff. I'm just talking about people that are younger. You're like, oh, no, they're going to be perfectly fine. And not trying to throw in something else, but there's some info in front of me. Like, you would have told me a few months ago about Matthew Perry. Nobody would have expected that would have happened. Or you would have told me a few weeks ago about Liam Payne before that happened. Nobody would have been like, oh, yeah, that's going to happen. And it's all because on how people look at ages. And so what am I trying to get to here? And that's going to be the great question. It's that sometimes we need to appreciate people more than what we think that we should. Because you never know. I mean, I have friends that I interact with daily. And that's a great thing. And then I have people that I don't interact with for years, but I still consider them close friends. And we pick up exactly where we left off. But it's those conversations that I look back at from time to time and go, what am I losing by not contacting them more frequently? What am I losing by not interacting more frequently as well? Like, I look at it right now. I mean, there's people on our radio station that have been here for years, and we've interacted, but not on a daily basis. And there's people that are hanging out here with us that we don't interact every day. And I go, sometimes we don't value those people that we share our thing called life with as much as we should. And that's my opinion. Let me make sure that I'm clear as I say that. So as you look at things today, maybe take a look around and just appreciate the people that are in your life, work-related, friendship-related, family-related, and even some people that might need, you know, that are just involved and not in the way that you would normally think, and just appreciate them. I mean, love on them. And I don't mean that in a weird, creepy way. I mean love on them and tell them how much their appreciation is, because you just never know when could be the next time that, hey, you get that call on something totally unexpected. Think about it from that particular fashion. I know, kind of a weird one today, but definitely something worth talking about.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most, and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens.
noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day,
improved quality of sleep,
enhanced digestive comfort, and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
But I tell you right now, I guess I got a bad feeling. I'm avoiding right now. I wonder if I had a reason. I'm settled down. Too much with this, she said this, he said that. Don't worry.
Okay, there you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Right on the verge of 45. So there you go. Yeah, you are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, Bad Feelings, Logan Prescott. Yep, that's what's going on. Thanks to Logan Prescott for allowing us to play this right here. Songs readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify.
Spotify.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. So go ahead and give this one a little streamer-eam reaction when you get a chance. So there you go. Some Bad Feeling stuff. No doubt right there as we are talking and moving and grooving and so on. So let's get back into it because a lot of information to talk about. But let me tell you first about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side, click on the section that says Find Help. You'll see information immediately about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. That is some information readily available for you right there as we are talking. So TWLOHA.com, just to get everything moving and grooving for you as we are looking into information. And listen, I always tell people, this information is so crucial in regards to what we talk about with that. Because there is this weird stigma with this conversation, but I always think that it's so important to talk about because, number one, that's the only way you're going to get the stigma off the thing. And the other side to the equation is that once we start talking about it, it becomes, well, I'm not going to say normalized, but it becomes one of those things where people go, okay, it is okay to talk about some of the stuff that is not the easiest to talk about. Just kind of the way that it goes. So think about that as we are going here. So let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world here, because we would need to do so. So let's talk about this. The latest Thanksgiving trend in the U.S. might be to be pre-cooked feast. Warehouse store Sam's Club has entered the market, announcing that it'll be selling the members of Mark Thanksgiving meal, which feeds up to 10 people for just under $100. The deal features whole hickory smoked turkey, dinner rolls, a tray of mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, a sweet potato mash, cranberry crunch salad, and a bunkin' pie. Competitors Aldi is selling the lowest price Thanksgiving package meal in 5 years, a deal for $10.47. And Walmart, which owns Sam's Club, is selling one that serves 8 people for less than $7 each. But Sam's Club might be the market cornered this year because it's also offering delivered the fully cooked, pre-cooked meal and ready to be heated and served in under 2 hours. Just 2 hours, and barely gives a crazy Uncle Jerry time for the loaded embarrassing of himself. Are you kidding me? How will I manage? And they say that it feeds up to 10 people. Sam doesn't know my family. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. So let's talk about this. Is this something that you would give some consideration to? I don't know. I mean, what's the easiest format? I mean, of course, have always somebody else do the dinner for you. I guess that's the easiest format to look at it. But I look at it also from the standpoint of, you know, what makes the most sense? It's tough to look at it in that particular fashion. I remember one year I ended up going to a restaurant for Thanksgiving, and the people that I was with were not too happy that was the decision that I did. But whatever, it's kind of the way that it goes. Should we talk about this? Yeah, let's talk about it. Does anyone wordy anymore? Well, no matter because the successor may have been unleashed. Netflix has partnered with TED Talks for a new game called TED Tumblr Words. The daily word puzzle mobile game will launch on November the 19th. The free game is played on your smartphones and lets you play against friends, strangers, or the TED bot, which sounds like a horrifying horrifying Halloween movie villain. In its announcement last week, the company said TED players will slide rows and scramble letters on a grid, create words, aiming for the longest possibilities while earning points and building word chains. As they progress, players will be able to collect fascinating facts to enrich the understanding of various TED topics. TED Tumble Words is available for pre-registration now on Android and iOS. It is the latest of about 100 mobile games offered by, are you ready? Netflix. Yeah, 100 games. Great. Now you can spend all day choosing which game to play, just like you do picking what movie or TV show in that particular fashion. Gee, I hope that just like Wordy, there's a way to post your game results on social media, he said sarcastically. I mean, of course. I mean, that's the other thing I never understand. It's like I've noticed that people will post their Wordy scores, is what I think it's called, on social media. Like, I don't understand what's the point of it, but there must be something logical that people decide that that is a good idea to do, and I never understand why. But, you know, that's you, not me. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Sandra. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." I love the wisdom in this. You cannot harvest if you don't first plant. I worked at a radio station over 20 years ago who didn't have sales goals. They had activity goals. They said, "You can't control whether or not somebody says yes or no, but you can control how many people you give the opportunity to say yes. By giving more people the chance to say yes, you will absolutely get more people to say yes." I lived in that environment for a while, and I can tell you it's absolutely true. I learned quite a bit in my time there, but my biggest lesson might have been this one. See more people, and you'll increase sales.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. C.S. Lewis said, "To love it all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us a broken heart is better than an unbreakable heart." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kamala Harris's campaign says language used at a Donald Trump rally in New York was divisive and demeaning. Georgia's prime minister is rejecting claims of vote rigging after the ruling party claimed election victory. Japan's been plunged into political uncertainty after the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner lost its majority in an election, and Delhi's air quality dipped to what officials call very poor levels.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, magical might be a far stretch, but hey, we'll take it as is. No doubt there. So let's not stop talking. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date, because some people are going to care about that. So let's talk about it right now. So if I take a look around, let's see. Let's take a look at the year. Let's take a look at Let's do 2020. Global COVID-19 cases record a one-day increase of more than 500,000 for the first time. That happened on this date back in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Nolan Gold turns 26. Joy Anna Duggar, 27. Wyatt Shears, 31. Frank Ocean, 37. Finn Wittrock, 40. Matt Smith, 42. Joaquin Phoenix turns 50 today. Terrell Davis, 52. Brad Paisley, 52 as well. Ernie Miller, 56. Julia Roberts turns 57. Andy Richter turns 58. Bill Gates turns 69. Annie Potts, 72. Caitlyn Jenner, 75. Lenny Wilkins turns 87. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you, of course. It's National Chocolate Day, National Immigrants Day, International Animation Day, National First Responders Day, Wild Food Day, Plush Animal Lovers Day, and Chucks and Pearls Day. So, yeah, definitely some things to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. That is for sure. So there you go. Some days to celebrate. If you need a rando for today, I have a random joke to share with you, because why would I not have that information? Let's do that, because that seems to be important. For Halloween this year, I wanted to dress up as something scary, so I'm dressing up as student loans. Yep, I said that. Okay, what else do you got? What else do you got? If you need a phone starter for today, try this one. Have you ever had a psychic reading? Did you believe it? And was it accurate? And how do you make the determination of accuracy? That's going to be probably the other question that I should probably tie into that whole mix of things, for sure, as we are talking. So there you go. What else? In a survey, just 7% of us said that we believe this is real. What are they? Werewolves. But you ready for this? And this is the big but. 36% of people believe that ghosts are real. Yes, ghosts. Nobody's real, and they're willing to let you know. So there you go. That's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely day. Now, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm, hanging out for the next couple hours or so, talking about the world of music and entertainment, because that's what I do over there. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll run into the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. So the options of yours in regards to what you want to do. So keep that in mind as we are talking. So SafetyFM.com, hang out with Sheldon. RadioBig.fm, hang out with me. Or, you know, do what you want to do. I just want to share that with you, because those are some options for you, of course, as we are talking. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one if you're good with this. Do not wait to strike till the iron's hot. Make it hot by striking. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Maybe you're with your brand new crush.